This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A device as complicated as the Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland is bound to have a few technical hiccups. A short circuit stalled its reboot, and scientists aren't exactly sure when it'll be fixed. Professor Joseph Eisen is part of a team from the University of Texas at Dallas that works on the collider, and he's here to talk about what they hope to achieve when the device restarts. Joe Eisen, thanks for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
In layman's terms, what is the Large Hadron Collider?
It's a large machine for accelerating protons and smashing them into each other, and we look at the debris of those collisions, and we're looking for new stuff.
Yeah, so what comes out of that?
Well, what we hope will come out are new particles that we haven't seen before. Perhaps some of the dark matter particles that we know exist but we've never observed before. Perhaps supersymmetric particles. Perhaps something we haven't thought about yet. Or perhaps micro black holes. Part of why we're at the energy frontier is that we know such things are possible, but we don't know whether they actually are. That's what we're trying to do. Are these things there to be discovered? We don't know until we look.
And I know the investigation is ongoing, but any ideas on what caused the short?
Oh, yeah. Just the other day, the machine group, the people who tend to the accelerator, the specialists, they have isolated the problem to a little speck of metallic dust, probably left over from welding or cutting, somehow wasn't cleaned out. And that seems to be creating an intermittent short. And we know exactly where it is. And now there are several strategies that being considered, some which would just take a few hours, some which would involve warming up that location, because right now it's at cryogenic temperatures.
Is there any estimate on when it'll come back online?
The short fixes that if we choose to take that would just take a few hours. But if it involves warming up that section of the magnets, it would take 5-6 weeks, possibly. If we have to warm up a whole sector, it would probably take 2 months. I think it's likely that we'll opt for the quick fix accept the risks.
So when the collider's fixed, I've read that it'll be working on the theory of a rainbow gravity and will actually create miniature black holes?
The experimentalists have been looking for micro black holes for a while now, and there's a particular kind of signature, particular kind of outcome of a proton collision that will happen if we make micro black holes. The sad news is we haven't yet. If we are lucky enough to make micro black holes, the problem, they evaporate right away. So there's no danger of black holes sucking in the Earth or anything else like that.
So when in this process of observing or creating black holes, what do they hope to achieve? Are they just trying to create them to confirm some theory or...
Oh, yeah. Look, the kind of physics we do at CERN is fundamental science. We're trying to understand the universe, why the universe ticks, how it ticks. In the process, we invent a lot of technologies that are really useful. And the spin-offs are what the politicians like, but what the public likes. We capture the imagination of people. We're the kind of science that motivates students to study science. And not everyone is lucky as me to be able to do the science at CERN. For my generation, there was the space program that attracted people to science. Well, these days we have the Hubble, we put experiments on Mars, and we do things like the Large Hadron Collider and discovering the Higgs boson and all of that exciting stuff.
Speaking of that, you were at the collider back in 2012 during the discovery of the Higgs boson particle, an astounding Nobel Prize winning event. After all that hard work, how did that feel?
I've never experienced anything like that where a whole lab was just buzzing with the discovery. Everyone at the lab felt like they had buy-in from the people who build the accelerators, the people who build the experiments, to the research staff. Everyone was excited. There were students and professors queuing overnight to get into that room. And the killer of it all is I was there and I was on shift, that overnight shift. I started at 11 p.m. and I got off at 7 in the morning. And you had to be there by about 2 or 3 in the morning in order to get into that room. I had a student who was online, and so I talked to him at 4 or 5 in the morning, and he said, Joe, if I let you in line, it's going to start a riot. He said, you know, half an hour ago, someone pulled the fire alarm and nobody moved.
So was that the fire alarm being pulled? Was that like a thing of celebration or were they just trying to get into the room?
Yeah. Someone was trying to cut the line and nobody fell for it.
I saw a video of you roaming the halls of the Collider playing a banjo. Were you testing the acoustics?
That wasn't just the halls. That was the Atlas Cavern. And there's a banjo website called the banjohangout.org. People who know me know that I have this other side. I play clawhammer banjo in an old-time band for contra dances here in Dallas and in the Texas region. But this banjo hangout site had a contest called Banjos in Unusual Places. And I figured, wow, the Atlas Cavern is probably a unique place. The Atlas is the name of my experiment. Yeah. It's one of the Large Hadron Collider experiments. Atlas is as big as a six-story building, and it's all underground, 90 meters underground. And I got permission from the technical coordinator of the Atlas experiment, who knew about my banjo thing, to come in and to record my little music video. And so that's how that came to be. And I came in third place. I lost to the guy who, second place was the guy who played a banjo on a circus tent. And number one, I thought was going to be the real competition. It was someone who played a banjo rappelling off a cliff.
Joe Eisen is a professor of physics at UT Dallas. Thanks for joining me.
You're welcome, Justin.